Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It just sucks, BT, the timing of it. Every team, every player goes through bad stretches throughout the course of a 162-game season. But, you know, see, the Yankees, Samir, just going through a little bit of a rough patch, winning some games along the way. All right, not ideal. The Mets losing 9 of 10 and doing so with the majority of those games being against the top two division opponents in the Braves and Phillies. That's what makes it a little bit worse. It feels like the Mets went from being the best team in baseball to falling off a cliff here over 10 games. The Yankees went from being one of the best teams or a top team to just falling to playing, you know, a bad, you know, few weeks of, or a couple of weeks of baseball for now.
Yeah. But I think you're still glossing over how bad the Yankees looked when they were in the middle of that funk. They looked bad.
Yeah. I mean, well,
I mean, they couldn't do anything right.
And still, I mean, they're still in it right now. The Yankees aren't playing Yankee-like baseball. I know, but it's just different. They've won, what, 3 games of the last? Yeah.
They're 2 out of 3, and I think 3 out of 5.
And even against the Orioles in those wins, it was not overly impressive.
Well, that's what I'm
saying. The one with the... Yeah, no, I get it. I understand that. But still, it's just they're... Where the Yankees are playing better, they find a way to win 3 games. The Mets should have at least won 1 from the Braves. It would have made this thing feel totally differently.
Yeah.
And also look at the lineups. Like the Mets, now you could say, well, the Mets have an excuse because they're ravaged. The Yankees are not. But that's why I look at the Yankees just going through a normal lull throughout the course of a long season. Whereas with the Mets, it's what the hell is going on here? They've got nobody in the lineup that gives you any kind of, meaning the bottom of the lineup, that gives you any kind of encouragement that they're going to come out of it, taking on water with the rotation, and they can't overcome those things and haven't been able to do for the course of 10 games.
I think this is the biggest difference for me. And it's nuts because last night's Mets game to me was yeah, again, as important as it could be in June, I was watching that more than the Yankee game.
Yeah,
like right. To me, that was the story last night and doing my job there. Obviously, recording the Yankees, going back and forth, but I was into the Mets and the Braves. And I think the difference, though, from a Yankee feeling versus a Met feeling right now. To me, I think the Yankee fan has a sense of assurance that they're going to be in the game going into each night for the most part, no matter what, because you know your starting pitcher is going to keep you around. You know, Rodon's not Guidry, but he's good. He's going for his 10th win tonight. Clark Schmidt has been really good. Will Warren has been really good. You know, Max Fried was amazing and then has been really good since. Not quite as amazing, but he's really, really good. Like, you just know for the most part, even the kid last night kept them in the game before the wheels came off. So, like, you don't expect it. You don't expect to be down 2-0, 3-0, 4-1 early. And by the way, if they are, they're going to probably lose the game because they've got holes in the lineup that I pointed out as well, and others have too. But the Yankee fan feels strongly you're going to get a well-pitched game. And that's a good feeling to have that the Met fan doesn't have right now.
You don't have that same confidence in Frankie Montas? Yeah. Making his Mets debut tonight.
Sal, you can book it. Hop, book it. Save the audio. Montas going to pitch well tonight. Yeah. Isn't that baseball for you?
I wouldn't be surprised at all. And by the way, Mendoza did hint to this a little bit yesterday, which I thought was interesting. Because I looked at yesterday's game and said, Paul Blackburn was not the issue. I think going in, everybody's like, oh, God. And then even watching the game, like you get behind early. Oh, God, Blackburn. But at the end result, 3 runs against that Braves team when he's out of the game, that's fine. I would sign for that every time. But Mendy was saying that, because the Mets get down early now in these games, he didn't use the term pressure, but he alluded to that, saying that the Mets, maybe when their guys coming up, knowing that they're down and chasing, you know, being down 3-0.
Yes.
He didn't use the word pressure, but that's really what he's talking about. Playing from behind is maybe creating them or causing them to maybe chase a little bit more, trying to do too much, whatever it may be. That's still no excuse. You're going to get behind in some baseball games. Although the Mets' recipe for success was a solid start, get some runs on the board, and then go out there and win a 4-1 or 4-2 game. That's how they won the majority of their games.
Here's the thing, though. Like, if you tell me, hey, listen, you know, Blackburn, say before the game last night, yeah, Blackburn's going to give up only a couple of runs, and you know, he's going to basically go into the 5th inning and, you know, whatever. But, all right, you take that because of the way he's pitched lately. But then you watch him pitch, and he had almost 100 pitches in 4 2/3 because he's a nibbler. Because his fastball's, because he's got to be. His fastball's 93, 94. I think it's a slider, but there was a pitch that was consistently, like the Braves weren't even, and if you guys watch, you know what I'm saying. It's hard to describe, but It was in the left-handed part of the batter's box, obviously coming from a righty. Again, I think it was a slider, and it was often two up. And the umpire didn't even think about calling that pitch. And the Braves hitters didn't even think about swinging. If Blackburn's not getting that pitch, he is going to – he's a problem.
But,
doesn't
yeah,
have good stuff.
Right, but think about this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Blackburn's their eighth starter.
Well, not right now,
No, but I'm just saying, like, he's a problem. The fact that you would have your eighth best option.
Yeah.
Senga, Manaea, Peterson, Holmes, Canning, Montas, Tyler McGill, Blackburn. Like,
all right.
He's one. He's at the bottom. Of, you want to have him seventh? Do you trust him more than Tyler McGill? I'd put him eighth.
I think I trust McGill more. And yeah, I've never been a big McGill fan.
Me either. I certainly trust Canning more than both those. I have him ranked eighth. Unless I'm missing somebody, he is their eighth best starter. You out of your eighth best starter, you take 4 2/3, 3 runs.
Against yeah, like, again, when you frame it that way, I hear you. All right, so go through the names again. Obviously, Manaea Senga, 1, Senga 2, well, Peterson 3, right?
Senga, Manaea, Peterson, however you want to rank them. I'd probably go Manaea, but based on this year, Senga, Manaea, Peterson.
Okay.
Holmes.
Yep.
Canning.
Yep.
Montas.
Yep, tonight.
McGill.
Yep.
And Blackburn.
Okay, Montas, McGill, and Blackburn. Okay, so, and I know all the names, I just want to have them in front of me because I want to volley back and forth here because, to me, this is the bigger item issue with the Mets right now. So,
and not to mention they've had Tidwell start a game.
No, that's true. Like, that Blake did start, yeah.
You're going non-
did he start two or just one?
He might have started early. Okay, he started early
one.
In the year.
Hop
he
start, one.
He didn't start a game early in the year?
I thought it was two.
Or was it last year? No, I thought he started the game. Maybe it was last year. It wasn't his major league debut. It might have been his first game this year, but either way. Yeah.
Either way, they've had a dip into the reinforcements because they've had a lot of issues. Now, you know I like Manaea, okay?
He did earlier this year. Just yes, okay.
He did. Yeah. Okay, so I like Manaea. I think Manaea is a cut below like that conventional true ace for a championship-type team. But I like Manaea. I can't really quibble about where, you know, but the only concern is what we saw last year for the final 18 starts real? And I think that it will be. But it's not a lock. But so I like him, not a lock. I like Senga a lot more than you do, but I get it. He belabors out there, high pitch counts, whatever. I've always been a huge Peterson fan, despite what happened the other night.
A solid three.
He is, and I think he's got good stuff. And they even said, you know, Thompson on Sunday, he's like, this guy, he knows how to pitch.
Yeah. Holmes is a four.
Holmes is a four, but now I get to, and I'm going to nitpick here, you know, not to annoy Met fans, but just to create a thread of possible confusion or doubt. I love Holmes, and when you signed him, I said, man, that's a good move, and he's going to be good for you. But the innings limit is a real thing. All right, so we have to keep a little asterisk next to his name. Griffin Canning, I'm sorry, man. I don't trust this guy as far as I can throw him. He stunk last year. He fixed some things early, and he stinks again right now. I don't trust him. McGill, forget about McGill.
Montas.
Montas, again, it wouldn't stun me because that's baseball.
He's a fifth starter. Did you tell me out of those?
But I'm saying they're fifth starters and Blackburn's eight, but they're pitching now, which is an issue.
But that's what I'm saying, though. It's not like the team was built like this. They're taking on water to a point where they have to go into their eighth and ninth guys in their rotation right now. So it's not going to be this bad when Manaea and Senga come back. They're already getting Montas back again. How good is he going to be? I have no idea. But he was supposed to be one of their top five starters this year.
But that's a problem to me. Like, to me, Montas, who doesn't have an ounce of equity in this city... matter of fact, he's got negative equity because on the other side of the tracks, he was awful for the A. Never healthy. He was just a horrible move.
But as
there.
A fifth starter, like, give me the go around Major League Baseball.
I don't think he's very good.
You can tell him. I don't love him either. But as a fifth starter,
the minor leaguers are hitting .390 off on the past month.
I understand that.
Oh my God!
But I'm still saying, find me the better fifth starters in Major League Baseball. Now, what you can do is say, well. Other teams have better ace.
That's where I was, or better lineups. Yeah. I think that's a good point. They're, in terms of pure stuff, Montas has struck out guys over the years. I get you.
Show me a team that's got a better eight than the Mets as far as the rotation goes. Like, that's a pretty freaking deep.
Well, you can make the case that other teams don't need eight because they have more reliable arms and guys who aren't on maybe pitch counts or are an injury prone, whatever. There's a lot there, so I want to keep it to this one thing. I agree. Montas, in terms of pure stuff, is probably among the better fives in baseball. Of the teams that have a chance to win a World Series, let's say 5, 6, 7, 8 teams, you know, that short list there. But then I would also almost guarantee that those...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Other teams, even if their five is not better than Montas, their lineup is better, or their middle relief is better, or their defense is better. That's the problem. I think right now the Mets aren't great at anything.
Well, there's one aspect that they're great.
What?
Soto. He's great.
Well, he's a great hitter.
Too. Yeah.
But their statistics as a team don't reflect greatness. As a matter of fact, they're like ninth or tenth in runs scored.
Right.
Well, I'm not saying that's Soto's fault.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but if you want
Soto's
to go based
great.
Off,
great. Of course he's great.
But if we're going based off of the pitching, where's the ERA rank?
Okay, but let me ask
still
you
number
this.
One. Their pitching staff has the best ERA in baseball. It did come in the last.
Yeah, but you know that's going the wrong way. But
it does. And I think the lineup stuff, the offense, should go the other way.
Like, well, it could.
I'm not going based off of the stats, but just to reference.
Understood. Listen, stats are what they are. I get you. But even the thing. And let me just say this. One thing that, and I hope the audience will finally figure this out, because it's annoying when they don't. One thing that Sal and I have been very cognizant of, when we talk Mets, we're talking Mets. When we're talking Yankees, we're talking Yankees. It's too late. We never try to do it. Invariably, sometimes it'll bleed over a little bit, and we don't try to do that. We try to separate the two, and hopefully you guys have felt a little shift there in the show the last however many months. Now, I say that because I do have to include the Yankees for one second. Like, it's no different with the Yankees. Like, is Aaron, like Soto, is Soto great? Yeah. Is Judge even better? He's amazing. I don't think the Yankees offense is great. So, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a connection there. Judge is amazing, but I don't love the Yankee offense. Soto's amazing.
Right.
I don't love the Mets offense.
I guess for me, it's nice to know that you're starting, like, they haven't had that, the Mets, since Piazza, probably.
Like that presence.
Yeah. And to me, that's the hardest thing to get. So when you have that, it's okay. You at least have this, which is going to put fear in the opponents in the biggest of spots. That's a great starting point. Yankees have had that with Judge. They had it historically last year with both Soto and Judge, which is the biggest reason, in my opinion, and I think the managers as well, that they got to the World Series. But anyway, point is, at least you're starting, okay, well, you got that foundation of having that great piece. You're right. Like, you look at the team, are they great anywhere? At least with the Yankees, you could say, well, they have Max Fried, and their rotation has been very good. So they have an ace. I still don't know if I would say that the starting rotation has been great necessarily, but at least it's the strength of the team. Where is the clear strength of the Mets?
I don't
team?
Know.
Well,
it's supposed to be their top three or four hitters, and we said that all offseason. They're going to have to hit their way to it.
It's supposed to be their lineup.
Yeah.
What has it been this year for the most part? It's been their
rotation. Been the starting pitching.
Which is unbelievable.
I know. And even, like, there's other examples, too. Like, all the years of the empty years for Mike Trout in Anaheim. Like, Mike Trout, you know, multiple MVPs, multiple second-place finishes. Mike Trout was basically like a modern Willie Mays, if you will. They didn't have a great offense in totality. Like, so both of these teams are kind of lagging when you get deep in a lineup there.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. The number to call, Corey's calling from Edison, New Jersey. What's up, Corey?
Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking the call. So a caller earlier mentioned, you know, some negatives about Soto, and Sal responded and said, well, you know, he hit a home run, so what do you want from the guy? There's no doubt that Soto's hitting the ball much better. But even with that, his average on the season with runners in scoring position is still 140. So it's well within fans' right to be frustrated with his continued failure within those specific situations, right?
I think it's absurd.
And if it does play, how is it absurd to be upset at?
Because the guy hit a clutch two-run homer last night against a pitcher that nobody in the lineup could sniff. And not to mention, he's been on fire in June. Have you looked up his numbers in June? So, like, you're right. As a fan, you can pick on whoever you want. I think it's absolutely idiotic to criticize Juan Soto now at this point.
If he got the hit against Lee in the eighth inning, wouldn't that be the biggest clutch hit he's had all as a Met in
probably.
His whole career so far?
Probably, yeah.
Right. So those are the situations that he's continually hasn't got it done. Like I said, 140 batting average. It's not that he's not hitting the ball better. It's not that he's not the best hitter in the lineup right now. It's that in those specific situations, he's still falling short. And those are situations that historically in his career, those are what you wanted him up. If you ask a Yankee fan who they wanted up, right, with two outs, runner on second base last year, it was Juan Soto.
Take Soto all night.
For the Mets.
Right. Okay.
Right.
So?
And so there is some built up frustration with that. It's not that he's not great, but it's a part of the issue that the Mets have.
Corey, he came up in a big spot last night, and thank you for the call. When he comes up with a guy on, what was the inning? In the sixth inning.
Sixth.
I'm thinking there, and I'm sure I'm not alone, he has to hit a home run here. This is a spot where Juan Soto has to do damage. There's a guy on for him, go hit a home run. And he did. That's what I call a Piazza-like moment. You need a home run from your big bat, and you got it. So while it wasn't technically with a runner in scoring position, down 3-0 with a guy on, that's a huge spot right there. And Soto delivered. So, yeah, I mean, could he have been great opening day against Hader? Could he have been better in that big spot? Sure. Throughout the course of the year, how many moments did we say, okay, well, this is a spot for Soto? I was more frustrated than anybody, BT. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
And last night, again, that was maybe the biggest of spots because it's against the Braves, because they're in a major rut. Multiple guys on. Let's do some damage here. It would have blew the roof off of Citi Field if they had one. But am I supposed to nitpick for a guy who basically hasn't gotten out in June? We're going to now get on Juan Soto last night?
Not last night. I think that would have been unfair. Hey, listen, you know, he lost the battle. It was a good battle. Talked about this, you know, sliders. That's a tough hat pattern there. Lefty, slider. Fastball, slider.
Yeah.
Good luck.
He was on him.
I don't know who that. Yeah, he was definitely on him. He was battling. He got beat. It's baseball. You get 700 at bats. It's going to happen. But I can't exonerate Soto big picture, even though he's red hot lately, in terms of doing damage with runners in scoring position. Now, I got to back this up with a stat, and I knew it was bad. It's a little worse than I thought. The Mets right now are 29th out of 30 major league teams with batting average with runners in scoring position. 29th out of 30th. The only team behind them is the White Sox. All right, if you're wondering where the Yankees are middle of the pack, 16th. In terms of OPS with runners in scoring position, the Mets are 23 out of 30. Now, those are the, you don't expect Torrens or even a young Alvarez or even a Joe Beatty or Acuna or Taylor. You don't expect those guys to really inflict the damage with, not that you want to take 100, but they're not going to carry the mail. The guys that got to do the damage with ducks on the pond, it's got to be Lindor, it's got to be Soto, it's got to be Pete, and it's got to be Nimmo, and they are 29th out of 30th in average.
Agreed. Now, here's why I'm not concerned about that. I don't believe that Juan Soto is going to struggle with runners in scoring position the rest of the year.
Like, yeah, no, I 29th, they're not going to finish 29th. But if there were, will they finish 21?
Well, I don't
will they finish 13? Like, I mean, there's a lot of room you got to go to get up.
I'm not saying I'm not concerned with the team.
Yeah.
But I do think because Soto, once he gets going, and I do think that's just kind of a bad luck thing. I think eventually those numbers will come up for everybody. So the team, a byproduct of that. But Soto specifically, if there's one player in the sport that I want up in a big spot with guys on, it's Juan Soto. That's why I've loved him since what he did in 2019 with the Nationals. I've been a Soto fan long before New York was even, you know, familiar with him as far as meaning playing with the Yankees or playing with the Mets. I've loved Soto since that postseason. He's always been a beast. He's killed the Mets. You saw what he did with the Yankees a year ago. You've seen what he's done in the postseason. That's the guy that I want up in that spot more than anybody in the sport. Obviously, this season, he's not come through in those moments, but we're getting there. Juan Soto's been a beast in June, and I just think it's a matter of time before he breaks through in almost all of those spots with guys
on. Maybe the announcer, when he goes up, honestly, with the guys on base, this is the way he should be announced. Now batting for the Mets, number 22, Juan Soto.
Yeah.
Get him going a little bit there.
Maybe
kick
that.
Him in the ass.
Hey, you think it's a coincidence that since I yelled at him from the Cadillac Club on June 1st, that I gave him that pep talk? Let's go, Juan! You're the man! You're the man! You own this. Let's go. He's been on fire since then. Soto.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.